Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to week 21 of the 2022-2023 PGA Tour, the WGC Dell match play. For the time being, the final match play in Austin and in general, short term, we'll see how they handle it and what they want to do moving forward. But for now, we will go with it. This is the last one for a while, which is kind of sucks a little bit. I enjoy this week. Been to the tournament. It's a great course. Perfect course for match play. Very scenic. Very nice down there. I enjoy everything about that entire event and one of the more fun events I attended in person. So sad to see it go. And then on top of it, it's just, the biggest edge and biggest best floor I think we have, of the year. We'll see how the numbers shake out this year. They've gotten a little better each year on people that build more optimally than, when they first started. I guess DraftKings maybe was 2018 when they first started. By far one of my most successful tournaments. I've never lost money in a week long. So looking forward to the week. It's a lot of strategy. It can be a headache to most. Most people take it off. I think more and more will play because more people are in tune to how to kind of properly build. But it can still get, you can still get confused if you don't have the proper tools and proper things to help guide you a little bit. So I'm looking forward to, and then on top of it, it's a quick turnaround, right? We start Wednesday morning, so we get, today, this is Monday night, a little late, just put the kids in bed, get it out, and then tomorrow's our Wednesday, pretty much. We'll final thoughts, final things like that, and then we'll roll with, E9 tomorrow night, answer questions, talk to, do all that kind of stuff, just like we would on a normal Wednesday, and it starts Wednesday morning, so quick turnaround, but then we get 5 days of golf, so that's awesome. If you get to go in person, certainly I would say getting there early is awesome. Some beautiful views in the morning, finding a group. One day I found a group and I walked the front nine, then scattered around. Then the next morning I found a group, walked the back nine, then scattered around, stuff like that. There's plenty of places to go and see and all that kind of stuff. So you'll have fun. You'll enjoy it. Not going to make it this year myself. I don't think I could possibly on a weekend, but it's just been so crazy around here with everything going on that, gonna pass and just let's focus on this stuff. Last week, I got about a third back and I was surprised I did. I guess I kind of was, kind of wasn't. Extremely heavy on Fitzpatrick. Had a lot of cootie. Had Vegas. Obviously, Fitzpatrick starts off second or third hole with a nine. Made it an uphill battle for him. I think he still finished two shots out of making the cut. So that was kind of brutal. And then the weather, quote unquote, edge, that I chose to go the majority with didn't really pan out, at all. So still had plenty of guys make it through and had some good six of sixes up there. Some contest was a little below the field, some above, had five of sixes that cashed plenty. That's how strong they were. You just didn't have a solid enough pool. Fleetwood, Clark, Dock of the Week was fire again with Wallace. Not enough right pieces. One of those weeks. Betting didn't get the outrider first round leader. Had a good shot with Fleetwood there. Wasn't a great chance to try to hedge that at all ever. There's so many guys who could have wound up winning. And if I mean, balance with you, most people, if you had a Fleetwood ticket, you're probably thinking to hedge. What was Spieth, maybe Shank it out, but I don't know if Moore would have been anybody's most popular choice. So good to see the Edmond, Oklahoma kid get the W. Matchups 3-3-1, a little bit of profit with the juice on the three balls and stuff. So take that, moving to another big week this week. Masters gets you 30% off of any package, includes a 7-day risk-free trial. We are March to the Masters now. I will be giving away. So anybody that has signed up in March, so if you already signed up, I got you in. As long as it was a month or longer. If you did a weekly and you want to upgrade, if you did a weekly and you stay the whole time, then that's fine. If that's how you want to pay, that's fine. The only people that won't is like if you – I mean, obviously – want some people to come check out the site and all that kind of stuff, but like you can't sign up the week before the Masters, then cancel and then out. Like, you know, that's not really what we're looking for there. But and, you know, monthly or longer, or if you're doing weekly and it's been 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever, you're in there too. Obviously annual for sure. I'll have the full breakdown next week. This was being such a quick turnaround for the match play. I wanted to just get the promo going. Anybody that signs up will be thrown into the drawing. I'll probably be giving away like a $555 ticket to the PGA Championship. I'll put together a GC gift pack, which will include, you know, some DraftKings money, some swag from the Masters and other events I've been to. You know, and then maybe we've done a putter before, stuff like that. I'll look around at all that. I'll have it all fully detailed next week. But if you want to sign up, use Masters, gets 30% off any package out there. Weekly, monthly, or annual. If you want to try the weekly, you get a free week. It includes a 7-day free trial. Upgrade anytime you want. Get you into that drawing. We'll give all that away not the Monday after the Masters, the next Monday. So I'll wait for all the free trials, everything to clear, and then I'll give that away to everybody then. So RBC Monday won't be that one. It'll be the next one. We'll do the big giveaway, which is plenty of time for the PGA Championship as well. Rate and view us on iTunes. Goes a long way, especially this time of the year. Big week this week, and then we'll Valero, and then we're at the Masters. So that's a good thing. If you sign up for like a monthly right now, you're going to get, you know, this week, which is crucial, I think. I think we have some of the best strategy and tools out there for this week, proven over the last 4 or 5 years. Valero next week, Masters, RBC Heritage, which is a elevated event, so $20 million pot right after the Masters, which is going to be interesting because a lot of people take off after the Masters, but Zurich team, we don't think DraftKings, I can't remember how they handle it. Oh, they do it. I think they do it. Make both guys the same price. So some great events just to sign up for a monthly and get all that included, which would include the Masters, obviously. Subscribe and like this video on YouTube. I'll be doing free drawings too all week long during the Masters and stuff. This is where those will come from, so you don't have to be a member or nothing like that. In the comments section today, tell me who you think the first number one seed, I want to say to go down because you could have multiple, but who you think is the most likely number one seed to go down this week. Your pick. It's Scotty, Rom, Rory, Cantley are 1 through 4. So one of those four, leave that in the comment section. I'll get you into the drawing. Listener League is up. We've got a short time to fill it. So get in there now. I think it was almost half full tonight. So we shouldn't have any problem. Filled it super quick last week. So I appreciate that. That'll go a long way for us for the Masters for sure. Last week's winner, C_Mons. I've already sent him the link to join the end of the year Tournament of Champions, 425.5. He had Fleetwood, McCarthy, McNeely, Moore, Rogers, and Wu. Very solid lineup from him. Hopefully had that in some other stuff. Would be a great week, good week. Very solid lineup. Course preview this week, Austin Country Club. Obviously not as big of an emphasis. Match play, you know, you're playing your player more than the course, but you know, it does come in a little bit as far as some of the guys we may be looking at. It's Pete Dye, par 71, 7,100 yards or so. The nines are flipped for match play, so they played a little bit backwards. This is something I thought we had rumors coming around that the Honda may be a good match play place, which it would. I think they may do that at a place like the Honda too, just so you're for sure get everybody playing the bear trap instead of only the matches that make it towards the end. But anyways, they are flipped here. You know, deep pot bunkers, big undulation, hard to get even lies at times, especially 12 through 16 are the lowlands closest to the Colorado River. Bermuda greens probably has some overseed right now, much like Sawgrass last week. A little warmer down there for sure in Austin. But so Bermuda mix, you know, with overseed. Weather, Pretty much looks, double check real quick. I had it pulled up right before we came on. We personally have a big, that's why I was waiting for another update. We have a big chance of, you know, tornadoes and stuff Thursday, but I think Austin in general, yeah, I don't see much right now. Winds may be up, and that could cause some issues. The only problem with the weather is, you're not, it's just two guys versus each other, so it's not really a factor at all. I mean, I guess if we started seeing something consistent, and because, you know, we're going to be locking Wednesday morning going all the way to Friday, it's hard to plan ahead for any of that kind of stuff, right? And even if you are, it's just still two guys on the course. They're going to be playing the same conditions when they're playing each other. So I don't factor a lot, unless we see a whole bunch of wind or something like that, and you think you want grinders or something different. But even then, playing a full tournament versus playing that hole by hole, it's just a different mentality. So, if we have some weather, we have it, but it won't be a big factor to me. Past winners at this course, Day. It's the second time winning, but first time at this course. DJ, Bubba, Kisner, Billy Ho, Scheffler. Runners up, Kisner, Scheffler, Kuchar, Kisner, Rahm, Usti. So you've seen, big boys like Scheffler, Rahm, DJ win it. And then you got, guys like Kisner, Kuchar, Usti, totally different profile there. Kisner's just in general, a top player. Be interesting to see this week, to see how that, his talk about all that. He's not coming in really great form at all. Saw his presser a little earlier, and he seemed like he found something and feels a little better. But sometimes you just have that mentality as a he's the cheapest in his pool. I'm assuming he's going to be highly owned, and it's certainly a hard fade to do because he just continues to produce here. What I say, he's got, a first and 2 seconds in the last 4 years. So obviously didn't have it in 2020. Very, very difficult to fade him, but could be a good, if he's just not on this week, could be a good chance to. Scoring is different. So you get 3 points for a hole one. You get a half or 0.75 points for a half, minus 0.75 for a hole lost. You get a 1.6 bonus for holes not played, each hole. Match one, you get 5 points. Match half, you get 2 points. The only streaks and bonuses you really get is a streak of 3 consecutive holes won in a match, max 1 per round, just like a birdie or better, 5 points. No holes lost in a match, 7.5 points. Points can really add up when you start getting guys that get, we had a withdrawal last year. I want to say it was Paul Casey, and that, so those guys just get, all those holes. I can't remember how that all worked out, but you beat guys and or you go get a 7-6 type win, those additional points for holes not played really add up. Like I said, we had it as high as, I think, 39, almost 40% of quote unquote dead money. When this thing first started, it's definitely picked up in the industry where people are trying to be more, conscious of it. And some don't think you have to necessarily build completely optimal. The most optimal would be every lineup you build, you have a chance to get 6 out of 8 in the Elite Eight. Most people, some people, you may check whatever you're using. They may say they're designed to build like that, but they're really only building with the mind that you get four, and you have a chance to get all four of your guys in the final four. And you don't have to build where it's all six are in that Elite Eight. Some people say all I care about is getting all four in the final four, and then you don't have to worry about it, right? You get all the points coming in. You're going to get their matchups, the championship, the third place. That would be the most, obvious best thing to do. Sometimes it's very difficult because, again, on top of all that we're talking about, you have to take chances somewhere, because salary restrictions. If this was just bracket play and you just pick whoever, like March Madness, yeah, you could probably design a pretty good player pool. But when you got it, you can't go take the top seed or one and two top seeds in every single 4 or 8-man pool, depending on how you look at it. It just, that's where the headache starts coming for people because they know what they want. But when you start trying to put that in, especially if you're doing MME, that's what I love doing this week because our green machine does it all for you. So we coded this, hard coded it. You don't have to do anything. You have to build your pool properly. That's it. And I'll walk you through it in the articles I put out. Meaning it'll still run for you, but if you may want 50 lineups and it's giving you 21, and the reason may be you only have enough players from group A to get 21 lineups. You know, you're not building, you're not getting enough players in there for the stuff you want, the ownership you want. So that's where it gets a little bit difficult. Well, I like it. I enjoy it. It's, you know, my funnest week of the year, but and I think our system does a very good job at it. You know, stats, again, not really looking at much. I built one model for this just to have a guideline, but more stuff I'm looking at is everything else. Ball striking approach, birdie or better, around the green, good drives, and opportunities inside 18 feet is what I looked at. Of course, some recent form, looked at the match play history. So I have the 6 years. This is the seventh year at this course. So having a full 6 years now kind of lets you know, you know, how are people done? I have the records I use this year for match play was the 6 years here. There's several guys that haven't played here at all. They could have played at Ryder Cup, President Cup. I didn't bring all that in. I just looked at the 6 years here. Some of it's gut feel after that, you know, right? Tom Kim, he's never played here. He played in the President Cup a little bit. So, I mean, you can kind of bounce around and see what you're going to do there. Salary range is 7, 10K, which I think it's even higher than last year. 7, 9K, 10, 8K, 27K, 26K. Which I like. I don't mind the pricing being there because you can't to get the right amount of bracket and people in the right spot. It's fine anyways. It'll make you think, and it definitely makes some check. You gotta take some chances, and that's where I say you may build what the optimal bracket because, for instance, if it's Scheffler, Rahm, Hatton, Cantley in the final four, at best you're having two. Everybody, I think at best you're having two, you know, just math, the way mathematically could work. So that's where some guys go, I'll just take the chance that we don't get chalk and build, you know, with only the restriction being I want the final four to have a shot at every lineup that has a final four, which ours does that, but it also gives you insurance that you could get all six in the Elite Eight as well. So I'm going through like a traditional bracket. You know, we have four guys in each pod. They play each other over the first 3 days. The winner of the pool advances from that one. And there's a 1 through 16 seed pool, basically. What I mean by that. So there's the Scheffler pool of four versus the Sungjae pool of four. So whoever wins out of the Scheffler four will play the 16 seed, which would be M. So if seeding held through, the 1 versus 16 would be Scheffler versus M. The 8 versus 9 would be Hovland versus Morikawa. The 5 versus 12 would be Homa versus Spieth. The 4 versus 13 would be Cantley versus Burns. The 2 through 15 would be Rahm versus Cam Young. 7 through 10 would be Willie Z versus Finau. 6-11 would be Shoffley versus Fitzpatrick. 3 through 14 would be Rory versus Hatton. So if those 16 guys won the four man pools, that's who all would play each other in the Sweet 16. So if you're using my book that I put out there, just look at the first tab, the groups. It lays it out perfectly for you, so you can kind of go by there. So the Sweet 16, which is normally what I do each week, but I named it for that for another reason. I always give you three guys and a bubble boy in the four salary ranges. But now I'm just going to go through those two pods, you know. So the first one I'm gonna go through is Scheffler's and M's, and then go down those eight. I'm gonna give you Fade of the Week, Sleeper of the Week, some gut fill, betting top five of the pop and two long shots by Underdog and Prize Picks, one and done, and then kind of get out of here. A lot of this is anecdotal, you know, people can make any way you want. It really comes down to putting the time in of constructing a viable pool and then having something. If you're gonna do single entry, which a lot of people do single entry or three max because they don't want to deal with MME. On the flip side, a lot of Gups Corner guys do a lot of MME this week when they normally don't because they know the tool does it for them. I mean, they just got to put a tool together. I mean, put a player pool together that gives them enough outs, and they go ahead and do it. So in the 116, I like Scheffler. I do like Riley cheap. Riley was a stud amateur player. You know, if you go back and look at some of his USAM stuff, I think he had one deal that only Spieth and Woods had done also. This is a tough pull for Scheffler. Kind of. I mean, Tom Kim, we know, you know, he can get fired up and get after it. Doran's got a tremendous record, 18 matches, and he's got a 77% win rate. One of the highest. I think it is the highest overall. You know, so very tough one pull for Scheffler there. I like Scheffler. He's playing well. Out of all the one seeds that I mentioned earlier, he's probably my second favorite. I like Cantley's draw. Rory, you know, he's got Hatton down there, a little bit of stuff like that. But I really got to decide how much of the high guys I want, you know, because I like some mid-range guys to make some moves, pull some upset, give me, you know, more, set up that player pool. Because when you go high like that, you definitely have to have some lower guys, which means you have to have them wanting them to win out of their three-man, right? So I don't mind him, and I like Riley right there as a cheap guy. I like him out of the next one. I could see Fleetwood. I'm not as high on McNealy or Poston. McNealy get hot with the putter. We've seen that. You know, he's won three matches in this, 66% win rate. I don't mind that at all. He definitely has a hot putter. Fleetwood's playing good. You know, runner-up or close to runner-up yesterday. That shot on that par five at the end was brutal, but and the shot was bad. I know they're talking about on the TV, but he kind of got a bad break. If it had just went into the normal part of the bunker, not where he had to, you know, put his legs all cattywampus up there, it wouldn't have been as bad. I think he gets on the green and probably has a decent shot at two putt, but just bad all the way around. So I don't mind that if you're looking there, but you know, so the two I like in these out of these eight is Scheffler, M, and I wouldn't mind Riley. Doesn't mean those are all the guys I'm playing. This is just kind of give you a guide of where I'm at. 8-9, I like. So we got Hovland, Kirk, Kim, and Kuchar. Siwoo Kim and Kuchar. And then the 9, we got Morikawa, Day, Svensson, and Perez. The 8, I like. I kind of like Kirk. You know, you have to get cheap somewhere in some of these pools, these four-man pools that come out. Hovland's perfectly fine. I just think with everything around it, I like taking a chance on Kirk. He's got, you know, he's won five matches, 60% win rate. He's top 15 or better in all the, you know, model stats, form, everything I looked at. Little worse on the putting, but outside of that, you know, I like the course setup for him. I like the form he's coming in with. So I like him, and I like Day. So I like Day down there in the Morikawa bracket, veteran. My worry, I guess, would be always with someone like that, and we'll get to that a little bit with Willie Z. Anytime you got that back kind of deal, you play – what did I play? What did we figure out last year? Six. You play six because you play three, four, five – yeah, six matches to get, you know, either the win or third-place match. That could be tough. You know, so it's something to think about. Maybe drives some ownership down. But I'm not letting it bother me right now. I don't think those guys would be here otherwise. So I like Day. And then a cheap kind of guy out of those, this 8-9, I would lean Perez. You know, he showed here once before. He's got seven wins, 57% win rate. Had that run to the Final Four a couple years back. So I don't mind him either as a cheap guy. 5-12 pool. Five, you got Homa, Matu, Sue, and Kisner, or Suh and Kisner. Which seems kind of tough. The 12, you got Spieth, Lowry, Montgomery, and Hughes. I like Matu. Good price, 8,600. He's got 15 wins, 33% win rate, but he's played a lot more. Finding some form a little bit. He's a guy, again, I think he'll be low-owned. You're not too expensive. And people think about, well, he gets, you know, to the fourth match and the neck flares up. You know, those are just chances you're going to have to take, and so I don't mind it. I don't think I'm here to play 10-1 for Homa, but, you know, if he winds up being kind of one of those low-owned top guys, I don't mind looking at it. And then you got Kisner. That's the thing that will be interesting is I like Kis, but, man, I just wonder who's not, unless they just go, I'm just going to try to fade it because we know he's going to be one of the highest owned, if not the highest owned at 7,200 with, you know, he's number one history here. But you look at his current stats and everything I look at, he's one of the last in almost everything. He's 63, 64, 64. The only two things he pops in is he's 34, so mid-pack putting, and number one in history. So 30 matches, 73% win rate. You're playing him, you're going pure off of, you know, that gut, that bulldog-type mentality and hoping him get it done. I'll play him. I just don't want to play him if he's super chalky. I you know, that's the only thing I'd look at. I like Montgomery down there too. I don't know if I'm going to pay 10-2 for Spieth. He's got 20 matches, you know, total matches with a 50% win rate. When I've been saying the matches, sorry, it's been total, not win rate. You know, so 30, so like Day's got 19 matches, 47% win rate. 73, I mean, Montgomery's never played here, but we do know in this kind of event, when you get, you can get a hot putter and he, man, can he get a hot putter, you can survive. And he kind of tends to have like those bad holes at times that kills him that won't kill him as bad here. I like that a lot. $7,400. Lowry, another veteran, you know, 15 matches, only a 20% win rate. So I don't like that as much. And Hughes, seven matches, so not many, but a 57% win rate. I don't mind that. You know, super chalk, I mean, cheap guy. You hope he, if he just gets out of the foursome, you're way ahead of the field. And he could fill in some of those. If you try to get a Sheff or a Cantley and a Rahm, a Scheffler and a, you know, Hatton, something like that, you know, that definitely could be a guy. He may make my pool, like an MME pool. But I like Matsu Montgomery the most. We'll see what the Kiz chalk looks like. And then a Hughes is a guy I wouldn't mind. Like, I'd rather take a chance on a Hughes at 6,100 than a Suh at 73, personally, just because of the money savings and what it would allow on the upper side of the bracket. I mean, upper side of your lineup. You know, some of these bigger names in the other, you know, four main quads that you may want to go to. So the 4-13, four, we got Cantley, Harmon, Taylor, KH Lee. 13, we got Burns, Scott, Hodwin, and Power. I like Cantley. I think he has one of the best draws. If I was going to take another person from his little four, say I'm putting a, you know, I'm trying to get maybe 40 guys in a pool for 150 lineups, something like that. I don't really know what I'm going to go there yet. I'll work on that tonight and for the articles tomorrow. But Harmon would be the other one. I don't know if I get to Taylor or KH Lee here. Definitely not Cantley. It's one of my favorites. The other one, I like Scott. I think Scott and Power are kind of a toss-up. Scott, seven matches, 42% win rate. Power, 7,200, five matches, 60% win rate. Very close in most of the other statistics. Power, a little bit better putter. It probably means Hatton wins this thing, but, you know, don't know for sure. Where I'm going there, I think Burns maybe could be a little popular coming off last week. He's shown it now a couple times. It really didn't look great, but he had a good Sunday. So I wouldn't mind fading that. Never had played here. He's been so up and down over the last month or two that take it. Scott's probably my favorite. And then I could take a sprinkle of some Power. I don't mind that either. So both of those intrigue me there. And then Cantley up top is definitely, you know, somewhere I'm looking to go right now. Let me get, okay, there we go. 215. Two, we got Rahm, Fowler, Mitchell, Horschel. 15, we got Young, Connors, Davis Thompson, and Straka. I like Rahm. Could see Mitchell, 8,100. I don't mind that. Horschel's another guy that he kind of in that Kiz category. A lot of changes, a lot of stuff he did recently with his, you know, some of the clubs and all that. I hadn't played as great. But he's played this course tremendously. 16 matches, 56% win rate, six in the course history fit. So I hope he gets popular, because what I like to do there is probably just go like Rahm Mitchell. And if I do anybody other than Rahm, and hope one of those two come out. Down below, I like Young. I just think we saw the news with the caddy today. I think that's going to only benefit him a lot. Maybe some stay away because they go, how's this first week going to work out? Not sure there. But at 9,200, I like his price. It lets a lot of things happen. He's played here, you know, 33% win rate. Only three matches. He only played last year. But, you know, I like him in general all the way around. I think he can contend to win this. And I like Connors. You know, 10 matches, 60% win rate. I think that's the one challenge there. I definitely would have both of those in an MME pool. You know, or at least very strong look at Connors as a cheap to come out of that pool. You know, some guys like to pull two out of each four, you know, so you're taking half the field, 32, put it in a, you know, your lineup, green machine for us, and let it spit out what it is and hope you get, you know, one of your two out of each one, make it three. You're probably going to be doing pretty well. So if you're doing that, you know, Young and Connors will be the two for me out of that. Rahm up top, I do like. 22 matches, 54% win rate. You know, I like to hear his presser. I wonder what happened at the player. He hurt me a lot on DraftKings with the withdrawal, but I can forgive that and go back to him. I mean, he's playing good and he's played here good, so I don't mind that at all either. 7-10 matchup, we got Willie Z, Fox, English, Putnam, and then the 10 we got Finau, Kitayama, Bezuidenhout, and Maronk. I like Willie Z. That may be all I play from there. I think he wins that four man. And then Finau, he's got a really good draw. Maronk would probably be a cheap guy that if he could pull the upset at 6,400, worth a flyer type in your player pool. But this is one of the ones I really like Willie Z and Finau to come out of these two to play each other. And those could potentially be like some core type of plays in my pool in general, and then spin around there and just – yeah, if they bust out, it can kill a lot of your lineups. But if they hit, you know, it's risk reward. How much volatility do you want to take on this week? It's kind of the deal. And there, you've seen through some of these I've been going through, there's some tough questions. Ones where I'm like, I could see it, but I'm much stronger there than I am going to make some cuts there. And because I don't want to have, you know, 55 guys in my player pool or something like that out of the 64. I think you spread yourself too thin then. 6-11, we got Xander, Hoagie, Wise, Cam Davis, and then Fitzpatrick, Degala, Minwoo, and J.J. Spawn. I like Cam Davis. I think he'll be my favorite low-price guy that I'll take some, you know, stance on. Hope he gets out of that round. If he gets out of that first round, then he's done good, and we got chances there. Hoagie could be another guy. Xander's intriguing just because he's 12 matches, 41% win rate. He's had a lot of ties. He's been close, but I could fade that 10-3 and just, you know, take Hoagie and Davis. Hope I get one out of there. Wise, maybe, but I kind of like Hoagie because of the irons. He can get so hot. We've seen him get hot with his irons. But I like Cam Davis as one of my cheaper guys to go take a chance on. I like Fitzpatrick. I know that, you know, he burned me as much as anybody last week with the missed cut. But when he got the 9, he shot 4 under after that, the rest of the round. And so that 9 kind of covers up. It was a par 4, too. So plus 5. You can say it's all anecdotal. But, you know, if he pars that instead, which he obviously is not going to, you know, he's minus 2 heading into the weekend. What won it? Minus 9? Minus 10 won it? So I'm not putting too much into it. I think he's a lot closer than some, but I think it'll just look like he's not coming in very good. I like enough about him, and he's cheap, 8,500. I don't mind that at all. And I like Minwoo, so there's two guys in that pot I kind of would take a chance on, and think they have a decent path out. Or that's one reason I like Cam Davis. I think he could, if he came out of there, or Hoagie comes out of that. I think they easily, you know, it's not horrible getting out of that, you know, what I call DA bracket, if you guys are looking at my stuff. And then finally, 314, Rory, Bradley, McCarthy, Stallings, Hatton, Henley, Griffin, Herbert. I like Rory. I'll only play him if he's coming in where people are just like, nah, I'm not going to play Rory. We've seen the club stuff, the change, something about his driver. He went to Augusta last week. Is he just using this week as a tune-up, you know, whatever, and then now he's low-owned? If he's going to be a popular pick, I'll fade him. Because of all that, I'll fade him, right? You know, he's going to take next week off. Then he's prepping for the Masters. He's kind of said that multiple times. So could he not be as focused, or gets down or loses the first match, and the next day just like, it's going to be so hard to come back. I'll just work on my stuff I need to work on. So it sucks. We only have one day to kind of gather all the information from industry, stuff like that, try to list as much as we can, but I don't mind him, mainly because I don't know that I like anybody else that much down here. Maybe McCarthy, because we know he can get hot with the putter. I don't really like Keegan in general. I think he's never won a match yet, or something close to it. Maybe only tied. It's not good for Keegan here at the old match play. So that's the only thing where I'm like, man, Rory could just accidentally get out of that one. Maybe McCarthy or Stallings, whichever one you kind of like there. It's a coin flip to me to get a cheap guy in your player pool that, hey, if he gets out of there, makes Sweet 16, gives you some hope there. That may be all you need from someone that cheap. Hatton's going to be probably the most outside of a potential Kisner type deal. will be very popular. I like Griffin. If I don't go half in, I like Griffin a lot. That's probably all I play of those two. I mean, so I'm probably going like Griffin, Hatton, and then maybe pick my one cheap guy from the other four. You'll probably Stallings or McCarthy if I'm fading Rory. If I go Rory, I do Rory and then one guy and then Hatton, maybe Griffin type situation there. If I'm going to take four from those eight, and that'd be more of MME, right? But the two guys, I like Hatton a lot. I think a lot will, so kind of have to think that through as far as strategy goes. Fade of the week for me would be Morikawa right now, 9,500. He's got Day. He's got Perez. If he gets out of there, he could have Kuchar, Kirk, Hovland. Very tough eight men there to get. Whoever gets to the elite eight out of those eight, you know, has probably earned it. He's got a 28.5% win rate so far. I think the course would set up well for him, but he's just at that price. He's a guy that I'd be off of right now. Sleepers of the week, which I've caught on and went through all those, but Davis Riley and Cam Davis are the two lower priced guys I really like to kind of maybe have a good chance out of their deal. Davis Riley is a complete, you know, to get out of Scheffler is a big deal. So it's, you know, but you got to take a little bit of risk at times. Cam Davis, I truly think could win that four man pool for sure. Some other gut fill plays, guys you could sprinkle in your player pool if you're doing 20, 50 lineups. Thigala, Adam Scott, Billy Ho, Tom Hoagie. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots. Link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100. Use the code GUP. I don't know how Price Picks will do this week. I hadn't checked. So if they have stuff, I certainly will put them out like I normally do. Underdogs got their best balls rolling for the majors. So you got 2 weeks and 2 days to get those drafts in before the Masters start. A lot of talking there in our Slack about that. Go check that out. I'll be looking at that some this week, especially since we have a little bit more time with the 5 day. I don't remember last year. Maybe DraftKings did showdown. I want to say they didn't for this week, meaning, you know, because there's only so many matches every day, but, you know, a little more time to work. And I'm really looking at those best ball deals for Underdog. I think there's some good advantages there. Links in the description for both of those. Top five for me, I like Young 33-1, Willie 33-1, Fitzpatrick 40-1, Hatton 25-1, Riley 80-1. Two long shots, and maybe we can go like a Sweet 16. I haven't looked at all the bets yet. Or Elite Eight type. I don't know what they'll have for options, but Cam Davis 130-1 to win it should have some good numbers out there for, you know, the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 type props. And then Griffin 150-1, again, should have some good numbers to make Sweet 16 or Elite Eight type props as well. One and done, kind of the same guys. Young, Fitz, Willie, Hatton will probably be popular. So if you're like behind, I probably wouldn't go there. Cantley is a guy that I didn't like his betting number wholeheartedly to get into it yet. He's kind of on the fringe. If I see a 20 drop, I may move to him, but I like him for one and done. I think he has a solid route to get there. Finau, maybe another guy to toss another name out there that, you know, if he's the one to come out of that Willie bracket, I could see him having a good run there. I will be doing E9 tomorrow night. Well, I'll just answer questions about strategy, building. It's all more about that and then kind of piecing together, you know, when you kind of look at ownership. Ownership is difficult this week because there's a lot of assumption of who people will want to play. But when you start trying to build the lineups, it gets harder for people because they go, I like him, I like him, I like him. Oh, well, then I get to that fifth spot and I don't want a guy that I already have in this quadrant. And so when you start narrowing it down, you're like, well, I don't like any of those guys. And so you just got to take some of those chances. So it really, unless you've gone through it a few years, it really takes some time to go through it all. Luckily, everything we put out there on the site is a great resource for you this week. Don't forget Masters. If you want to come check it out, 30% off, 7-day risk-free trial. You get everything I talked about earlier. It's a great week to try it out, especially what's ahead with the big Masters. Triple Millie Maker we saw. I'm looking forward to it. I love this week. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. Then we get 1 week, the Valero, which I like that tournament as well. Went down there when I lived in San Antonio. And then we're at the Masters. So looking forward to it. Hope you guys have a great Monday night. We'll talk to you soon.